Today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed, and we will begin from the top line of Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. So the daf on Daf Chav Tes took one of the great left turns of all time, and the Gemara goes from discussing sugyas of Menachas, Shaloi Lishma, Pigol, Chatzi Mater, etc., etc., to the halachas of Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. The Gemara, the Banner of Daf Chav Tes on the days, brought two halachas that Rav said, both of which were upgefrekt from a braisa. We're up to the second one. Says the Gemara Idach, the second halacha that Rav said in Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, that's tyufta from a braisa, is the Omer Rav. Rav said, okay, Sefer Torah, if somebody's writing a Sefer Torah, a Sefer, Uba Ligmar, and he's up to the last page, the last daf of the Sefer Torah, Goymer, he can complete it, Va'afilu be'emtza hadaf, so that even though the last word of the Sefer Torah is going to be be'emtza hadaf, so there's going to be a lot of empty space on the bottom, it's okay, it's not a problem in Ksiva Sefer Torah. Freita Gemara Meisvei, Yakoitza Sefer Torah, if somebody's writing a Sefer Torah, Baloi Ligmar, and he came to the last daf of the Sefer Torah, lo yigmar be'emtza hadaf, kiderach shegoymer b'chumashim, he's not allowed to end the Sefer Torah in the middle of a daf, the way he is if you'd be writing a chumash, for example. Elam katzav ha'olich ad seif hadaf. He has to arrange it in a way. If you see Rashi, he has a little picture. You have to start making the lines narrower and narrower. The point is you want to try to get the last word of the Sefer Torah to be on the last line of the daf. So the question is, how could Rav say, HaKos of Sefer Torah, Uva ligmar goymer vafilu be'emtza hadaf, it's connected to Braisa. The Braisa says just the opposite. HaKos of Sefer Torah and Baligmar lo yigmar be'emtza hadaf. Rather, mekatzu v'hoylech ad seif hadaf. Says the Gemara, kikomer rabbi chumash. Maybe when Rav said his halach, he wasn't referring to a Sefer that's writing a Sefer Torah. Rather, he was referring to a Sefer that was writing a chum. But that's not what Rav said. Rav said Akos of Sefer Torah. He didn't say Akos of Chumash. Says the Gemara, B'chumashim shall Sefer Torah. Maybe what it means is he was completing not the Sefer Torah, not Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last words of the Torah, but rather the last words of each Chumash within the Sefer Torah. So says Rashi, Kegoyim Vayisam Ba'arim B'mitzrayim. Those are the last words, the last pasuk of Sefer Bereishis. Ukegoyim B'chol Maseyim. That's the last pasuk of Sefer Shemois. Ubahar Sinai, the last pasuk of Sefer Vayikra. V'yardin Yericha, the last pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar. So the Chumashim within the Sefer Torah, meaning the Sefer is writing the Sefer Torah, and he's up to the end of Bereishis. So over there, Rav said he can end Bereishis by Emtza Adaf. He can end Shemois by Emtza Adaf. But Enochinami can't end the Sefer Torah. He can't end Devarim by Emtza Adaf. So Rav, who said Akos of Sefer Torah, he was referring to the Chumashim Shabbat Sefer Torah. The Braisa that says Akos of Sefer Torah, Lo Yigmar by Emtza Adaf, is referring to the last, the end of the Sefer Torah itself. But the Gemara says, Eini is that true? Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. And again, this is attributed to Rav. Rabbi Shua bar Abba said in the name of Rav Gidol, who said in the name of Rav, that the words Le'enei Kol Yisrael, those are the last words in the Torah, not the last words of Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar. And clearly, Rav said again, you could do it by Emtza Adaf, which means that when Rav said Akos of Sefer Torah, he was referring even to Le'enei Kol Yisrael. L'chura, it's not like this. Braisa says the Gemara, he be'emtza shita itmar. What Rav meant over there was not at in the middle of the daf. He meant in the middle of the line at the end of the daf. So he makes it all the way to the bottom, but on that last line, he concludes it be'emtza shita. Says the Gemara, itmar rabbanan ami rabbanan said af be'emtza shita. Rav Ashi amar be'emtza shita dafka. So there was a shaila in the amongst the amiram what exactly Rav meant. The hilchasa, the bottom line is that what Rav meant was be'emtza shita dafka. That enochinami, Rav never said that you're allowed to end the sefer Torah in the middle of a daf. What he said was you're allowed to end it be'emtza shita, as relates to the other chumashim within the Sefer Torah, ending Sefer Shemois in the middle of the daf, sounds like that's going to be okay. But in terms of ending the Sefer Torah itself, you can end it be'emtza hashita, you cannot end it be'emtza daf. Just to speak out one interesting thing, so Rashi over here quotes the last psukim of the five chumshei Torah respectively. Rashi quotes the last pasuk of Bereishis, the last pasuk of Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and of course Devarim Le'enei Kol Yisrael, that's the topic. Friday, we had mentioned and spoken out the first pasuk of the five chumshei Torah, respectively. The context over there is we were talking about the menorah. That's the topic of Menachas Daf Chav Tes and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And we spoke out from the Ramah in the Sefer Torah Sa'ilo that the Ramah says that there's a remez in the first pasuk of each of the chumshei Torah to the menorah. The first pasuk of Bereshis, Bereshis bara elikim, es ha-shamayim ves ha-aretz, has seven letters, seven words, keneged the shiva neiros, the seven kanim and the seven neiros that the Mishnah said were ma'akiv when it comes to the menorah. The first pasuk in Parsha Shmois is Ve'ela Shmois B'nei Yisrael Abba Mitzrayim Me'es Yaakov Isha Ve'esay Vo. It's 11 words. It's keneged the 11 kaftorim. The first pasuk of Ayikra has 9 words. It's keneged the 9 prochim. The first pasuk in Bamidbar has 17 words. It's keneged the goiva of the menorah, even though the Gemara says it was 18 fachim, but it was really 17 and change. Thus, it's 17 complete, and that's why it's mentioned as 17. And then finally, Dvarim has 22. It's keneged the 22 gevim that were in the menorah. The Rama brings it in Chelek Risha, in Perek Shisha Asa, in Sefer Teres Ha'ilah, and he brings it b'shem the Baal HaKedah. So after the daf, Avrumi Grossman told me that he once heard from Reb Shamshon Astropoli, that in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yotes, by the Ois Pei. So the Pasuk says, Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir, Mi Bein Psoyim. Pesach, Pesof Ches. Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. Said Reb Shamshon Astropoli, what does it mean? Pesach Devarecha. The Psicha of Devarecha, of the Chamishe Chum Shei Torah, Ya'ir, has a symbol of the Menorah. The 7, the 11, etc., etc. That's Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. There's a remez in the first Pasuk, the minyan hatevis of each one of the chumshei Torah connected to menorah. Either way, on Friday we had the first psukim. Here we have the last psukim. Either way, zokti gemara vayit amrav shua bar rabba amrav gidol amrav. Another halacha from Rav as it relates to sifrei Torah. Shmaya psukim shabbat Torah. The last 8 psukim in the sefer Torah. Yachid koira oisam bebeis hakneses. A yachid has to read them in a Beis HaKnesses. And it's very unclear what exactly this means. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos, however, both say the same shot, and that is when ordinarily you can make hafsakis when it comes to aliyahs. So by Litvisha, it's Koyin Levi Yisrael, Shlishi, Yervi, Chamishi. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll have an achron. But, you know, if you want to make hafsakis, in theory, certainly Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, which we read on Simchas Torah, everybody makes hafsakis. Stating that, the last 8 psukim of V'zayis HaBracha, of the Torah, no hafsakis. So, one person has to be Ayla, it's one Aliyah, you're not let it divided into two. Says the Gemara, come on, who is this going like Reb Shapani, we went to the Braiso, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, and then the Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, the Torah talks about Misas Moshe, freak the Gemara, Efshem Moshe Chai, V'kasa Vayom Hashem Moshe, who wrote the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayom Hashem Moshe? Doesn't make any sense. Elo, says the Gemara, at kan kosav Moshe. Up until the last 8 psukim, which discuss Misas Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. But mikam ve'elach, the last 8 psukim, kosav Yishua benot, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'amri lo Rab Nechami. Amalei Rab Shimon said, efshes lefe Torah, chasa ois achas, can't be. Because if that's the case, it comes out Moshe Rabbeinu himself never completed the Sefer Torah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu never had a complete Sefer Torah. Can't be, because the pasuk says L'kayach ha-sefer ha-toyra hazeh v'samta Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about sefer ha-toyra hazeh, which suggests that the sefer ha-toyra was complete. So you can't tell me that Yeshua ben Nun completed the sefer ha-toyra after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, because that would mean that Moshe Rabbeinu never had a complete sefer ha-toyra, and Moshe Rabbeinu said L'kayach ha-sefer ha-toyra hazeh, which suggests that he did have a complete sefer ha-toyra. Elo said Rab Shimon, who's of course Rishon Vayichai, at Kan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer, up until the last eight psukim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking. Moshe Koisev VaOmer. So Moshe Rabbeinu would hear what Hashem said. Obviously, Hashem was dictating what should be written. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated what Hashem said and wrote what Hashem said. Mikam Ve'elach, the last eight psukim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking. Moshe Koisev, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. He didn't repeat what Hashem said. Moshe never said Vayom Hashem Moshe. He only wrote Vayom Hashem Moshe. But he didn't write it in the typical way, but rather bedema. He wrote it with tears. Similarly, you find where a scribe is writing what's being dictated to him without him repeating it. The Pasuk says, Vayom Lehem Baruch, Mipib Yikra Elai, it's called Advar Me'ela, Vani Kois Valaseva B'Diyo. Yirmiyo is dictating to Baruch Ben-Eriya, his Talmud / protege, and he's telling him what to write, and Baruch Ben-Eriya is just writing without repeating it. Bottom line is, says Rav Shimon Vayichai, it's not possible that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the last eight psukim. Of course he wrote it. How did he write Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem? So Rav Shimon Vayichai says there were 2 shinuyim. Number one, he didn't repeat orally what Hashem told him. He only wrote it, like Baruch Ben Neriya did when Yirmiyahu was telling him what to write. Interesting. And number two, he didn't write it with ink, but rather he wrote it with tears. Moshe Koisa Bedema. But the bottom line is, there's a Machlekes Tanaim who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah. According to Rav Yehuda, and some say Rav Nechemya, Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. According to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Now we have halacha. Rabbi Yeshua bar Rabbi send the name, Rabbi Gidl send the name of Rav, that the last eight psukim in the Torah have to be treated differently. The last eight psukim in the Torah, not only make hafsakas, one person has to be oila. It suggests there's something different about the last eight psukim. It says the Gemara, ha nichol Rabbi Yehuda, va'amri lo Rabbi Nechemya, that the last eight psukim were very different. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them. Yeshua ben Nun wrote them. So that would make sense. But because it was written by Yeshua ben Nun, not by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's for that reason that halachically it's treated differently as well. So that there's one oila, and you can't have two people that are going to be oila the Torah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last day psukim also. So why should there be a nafkamina in halacha? And the Gemara gives a very simple teretz. Because even Rabbi Shimon acknowledges that it was different. Now, it wasn't different in that it was a different cipher. No, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, not Yeshua ben Nun. But it was still different because, number one, ordinarily Moshe would repeat what Hashem told Moshe. Over here, Moshe didn't repeat it. Additionally, Moshe didn't write it with Diyoy. He wrote it with tears. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Vanon or Rabbi Nechemiah, or whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon, there were differences between the last psukim and the other psukim in the Torah, and it's for that reason in halacha we find a difference as well. What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Shua bar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Gidol bar Rav. Again, Shmoyin psukim shebe Torah Yochid Koyra Oisim Beis Haknesesh, which according to Rashi and according to Tosfos both mean that you're not allowed to make any hafsakas. It's just two ha'aras. Number one, I saw in the Sefer Mishchas Shemen, that's from Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, who's a Rav, a Rashiva, and Geitzad. So, Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, it's the last piece in Parshas Bezleisa Bracha. I saw it on Shabbos. He says that once upon a time, he had Chasson Torah. And when he came up for Chasson Torah, so came to the last Pasuk, so he looks at the Baal Kaira, and he says he wants to lay in the last Pasuk by himself. So the Baal Kaira was reading the Chasson Torah, but he himself, he belted out the last pasuk of Parshas Vezayis HaBracha. And he says that after he did that, there was a big tumult in Beis HaMedrash. V'nesoyre mevucha gedoyle beveis HaMedrash. Do'isa bebava basra daftez vava min aleph. Ube menachas taflamin amin aleph. Shmoyin of sukkim shabbatar yachid kari oisim beveis HaKnesses. And he brings a discussion in the Rishonim, but at the end of the day, Shulchan Aruch Paschas like Rashi and Tosis, the pshat that we said. You're only allowed to have one oila. You can't make a hefsik in the last eight psukim. So they came to the Rav, they said, that how are you allowed to do that? L'chura, you're being mafsik. You're being mafsik because the seven of the eight psukim were laying by the Baal Kaira, and you're going ahead and you're laying in the last pasuk. L'chura, it's not something you're allowed to do. So he said, v'ani amadati al da'iti. He said, I held my ground. I said that I'm right. He says, I the Shulchan Aruch, I Rashi, I Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos says, are talking about an oila. You're not allowed to have another person go and be oila the Torah. That kind of hefsik is going to be an issue. But to make a hefsik with the Baal Kairos, he said, I don't think that's an issue. He said, the same thing is with regards to the Teichacha. So the Teichacha, you don't have two people go oila for the Teichacha. You don't make afsakas middle of the Teichacha. One person is supposed to be oila for the Teichacha. He says, what about two Baalei Kaira as it relates to the Teichacha? Is that something that's okay? Could you have a second Baal Kairos? He says, I don't think it's a problem. So if you need someone to come pitch in middle of the Kree of the Teichacha, I don't think it's an issue. He said, the issue is to have another person be oila to make the bracha, Baruch Hu Hashem Amavayrach. But to go and have another person be the Baal Kaira, he said, he doesn't think it's an issue. And he says, even though he doesn't have any rayas, but he said he thought that the Lashon HaTos a little mashma that way. Because when Tosfos describes how this would play out, so Tosfos Lashon is Dibra Maskel Shmein Psukim, he says, Lafuke Shela Yikru Ze Achar Ze Oysen Ches Psukim, Kugoin, Ze Dalad Ve Ze Dalad, Oy Ze He Ve Ze Gimel. He says he can't divide the eight psukim. He can't do 4 and 4 or 5 and 3. So he said, Geshmak, why did Tosfos say 4 and 4, 5 and 3? Why did he say 6 and 2 or 7 and 1? He said, because it's Pashit, it has to be 4 or 4 or 5 or 3. Because in person is not allowed to be oila with Torah for less than 3 psukim. And Tosfos was saying that the whole issue is to have another oila. But Enochanami, if the problem was even 2 Baalei Kaira, then Tosfos would have said 7 and 1. 6 and 2. Why 4 and 4, 5 and 3? It's clear, Melushoinei Hazov Shal Tosfos said Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, that the issue was only in the oila. The issue was never in the Baal Kaira. Bottom line is, he writes afterwards, Shuvra Yisir Bilukute Marich, Shehaminik Shal Baal Kaira Yikre Adu L'chol Yad Chazake. He brought such a minik that the Chasson Torah would read the last Pasuk. That's a Pasuk Ha'achrin Kaira Chasson HaTorah Ba'atzmai. It says, Baruch Hashem Shehinchani B'derech Emes. Then he says, afterwards, Shuv Haruni B'Sefer HaMenhagim Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Turnel, Shesifrei Muva B'Ramah U'B'Lavush. This is one of the Kadmoinim, Shekosav Mamish Kilukute Marich. He says, V'Hinani, he says, Baruch Shekivanti, that he got it right, his beer, in what Rashi and Tosfos say. Either way, Zok de Gemara, Vayter, and this next Gemara, is a classic. From Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabba, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rabba. Keich Sefer Torah Menashok. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah, kechoytev mitzvah menashok. So if somebody buys a Sefer Torah from the shok, it's as if he chapped a mitzvah from the shok. Kosvay. If a person writes a Sefer Torah, malo olav akosav kilu kibla me'ar Sinai. It's as if he was mekabel the Torah from Har Sinai. Amar Rav Sheshes said, imigia filo ois achas. If a person buys a Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah wasn't perfect, meaning there were issues with it, and he was then magia, even a nois achas, that's mal olav akasav kilu kosvay, thus it's ki'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. Either way, this gemara is one of two gemaras in Shas that discuss the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The one is in Sanhedrin, daf chaf aleph amud beis, which we'll get to soon in the rate portion of the daf. The second is this gemara right here, where the gemara said, Rabbi Shua bar Abba, in the name of Rav Gidol, in the name of Rav, that if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, it's kechoytev mitzvah min ashok. If he writes a Sefer Torah, it's malo olav akosav kilu kibla mi'ar Sinai. So what does it mean, kechoytev mitzvah min ashok? Rashi says, u'mitzvah avar. It means he did the mitzvah. Aval ikosav having mitzvah yisei retveh. It's not the mitzvah min amufka. Meaning, had he wrote the Sefer Torah, it'd be kibla kibla mi'ar Sinai. But at the same time, Rashi's saying this, kechoytev mitzvah min ashok, it's as if he actually did the mitzvah. Stating that, again, we'll speak out the rate at the end of the daf, but the Chaschinuch, a mitzvah tayag, is medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't learn like Rashi. And the Rambam held, kechoytev mitzvah nashuk, means you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And in fact, the Ramah, halochala maisa, and halochala sefer Torah, simen ayin resh, also known as resh ayin, but in simen ayin resh, the Ramah says that if somebody buys a sefer Torah, he's not yoytza the mitzvah. So for now, it's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says that halakhech sefer Torah min ashok kechoytev mitzvah. Very ambiguous. What does it mean kechoytev mitzvah min ashok? Right? It's very unclear. Rashi says kechoytev mitzvah min ashok means he did do the mitzvah. It's just not the mitzvah min amufkar. The Rambam, that's the way the Ramah Paskins Lemaisa learns that he actually was not yoytze the mitzvah. Either way, zok de gemara. Some basic halachas right now of ksivas sefer Torah. Simin agolim. Tanu rabbanon. Oisa adam yuriyah. So each yuria, each piece of parchment that's being used for a sefer Torah, how wide or how narrow is the parchment allowed to be? So it can be as narrow as where you'd be able to write at least three dafin, three columns of sefer Torah, up until eight dafin. Pachas mikan v'yesrake lo yase. If it's narrower than that or wider than that, it's not good. V'lo yarbe bedafin. You're not allowed to stick in more. That's why you can't take things out of context, by the way. V'lo yarbe bedafin. But either way, v'lo yarbe bedafin. You can't say that, all right, I have a urea that technically is made for eight, but I'll write each column a little narrower, so I'll be able to get igeris. Because if you're going to make the columns too narrow, it's going to look like a letter. It doesn't look like a sefer Torah. You also shouldn't make the dafin too wide. It's going to be very hard for the balkaira, whoever's reading, if the letters are too big and the lines are too long, it's going to be a little tricky. So what is the width of each daf supposed to be? So write the word Mishpach HaSeichem three times, that's the width of what a daf is supposed to be. There's not only a yuriya bas teisha dafin. What if it has a yuriya and it's a little too wide? So now you want to divide it into two. It's not a problem. But the way to divide it is not to divide it into a piece of three and a piece of six. You should make one four, the other one five. But Medvar Mamurim says, this is all betchilas ha-sefer. This is all in the beginning of the sefer Torah. When it comes to the end of the sefer Torah, afilu pasik echa, afilu daf echa. So on the last yuriya of the sefer Torah, you can have a yuriya that has only one pasuk on it. Or you can have a yuriya that has only one daf. How can you say only one pasuk? What's the kasha? The beginning of the daf. Because we had earlier that le'enei kol yisrael has to end all the way in the bottom. So how could you have a whole yuriya that's going to only have one pasuk? It's going to be impossible to end that pasuk on the bottom line. What we mean is you're allowed to have a daf. Again, that means a column that's so narrow that you're going to only have one pasuk on it. So it's going to be one word on each line, as long as le'enei kol yisrael is going to be all the way on the bottom, that is technically okay. Shir gilyam, no matter how much empty space do you have on the bottom, on top, between the letters, between the words. So milmata, on the bottom of the Sefer Torah, tefach. Milmaila, on the top of the Sefer Torah, gimel etzbois. Ubein daf le daf, how much space they have to have between the two dafim, kimloi revach shtei etzbois, the width of two etzbois. Ubechumashin, if you're writing a chumash, then halach is milmata on bottom sholish etzbois. Milmaila on top, it's shtei etzbois. Ubein daf ledaf, kimloi revach goidol. It's the width of your thumb. Ubein shita leshita, between the lines, kimloi shita, the length of a line. Ubein teva leteva, between words, kimloi ois ketana, the size of a small ois. Ubein ois la ois, kimloi chutas aira. Either way, the braisa continues. Ah, you might other mesaksaf. A person should not make the letters small. Meaning, we just said that there's a certain shear that you have to leave blank on the bottom, certain shear you have to leave blank on top, certain shear that you have to leave blank in between the dafin, in between the words. So what if the soif is writing and he's getting to the bottom and he realizes that he's going to run out of space soon? He's not going to be able to have the amount of blank space on the bottom that's necessary. So could he write the oisius smaller, so that'll end up having the necessary amount of blank space on the bottom? That's this halach. Ayumayit adam esaksav. Loy mipnei revach shal mata. Not so that you should have the necessary amount of space on the bottom. V'loy mipnei revach shal maila. V'loy mipnei revach shal main shita l'shita. V'loy mipnei revach shal main parasha l'parasha. I mean, you shouldn't make those considerations. And really, the point is the chiddush l'halacha. That even though it's going to come out then that you're going to end up writing in the gilyon, it's okay. It's only the katchila that you're supposed to have these spaces. But the evidence is fine. So if you find yourself in a situation where I have a choice, either I can make the words a little bit smaller and have the blank space that I'm supposed to have, or I can write in between the lines, it's okay b'di'evit to write in between the lines. Stating that, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch now, as we're going to see, when you're writing in between the lines, how are you supposed to do that? Let's say you have a word that's five oisiyas, and you're going to have to write a little bit between the lines. You shouldn't write two on the daf and three in between. The majority of the word should be within the daf, and only the two should be outside the daf. Let's say you have a teva that's two oisiyas. I mean, you can't have a full letter, a full word, in between the dafin. So it's okay to have two oisiyas bein hadafin, but that's only if it's two out of a larger word. But if the whole word is two oisiyas, then you're not allowed to put the entire word bein hadafin. What do you do in such a case? You start on the next line. Hatoya b'shem. What if a sefer was writing and he made a mistake with regards to the shem havaya? So he was writing the shem Hashem and he realized that he made a mistake. He wrote a word that was not the Shem Hashem when he was supposed to write the Shem Hashem, right? That was the mistake. The mistake is that he was supposed to have written the Shem Hashem, and instead he wrote another word besides for writing the Shem Hashem. So what do you do? Gereres Masha Kasab, you erase what you wrote. V'toyla is Masha Gara, and you write that word in between the lines. V'koysef Hashem al Mokim Hagra, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. And you write the Shem Hashem on the place that was erased. Again, Seif is writing, Seif Toyla, you're supposed to write the Shem Hashem, and accidentally he wrote a different word. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, he wrote al Moshe and he skipped Hashem. So what are you supposed to do now? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you erase the word al Moshe. You take out al Moshe. You write Hashem where it says al Moshe. Now where are you going to put al Moshe? You don't have enough space. So you put that in between the margins, which b'di'evit is something that's okay. That's something that you're allowed to do. But you don't want to put the Shem Hashem between the margins. So you're going to be goyer as Masha Kasab. You're going to erase al Moshe. You're going to write the Shem Havaya there. And then you're going to put al Moshe up. Now, when Rabbi Yehuda said erase, he didn't use the word moichek. He used the word goyrer. What does goyrer mean? Goyrer means that you wait until the letter dries and then you scrape it off. In contrast to moichek, which would mean erase it so that even if the ink was still wet, it would be okay. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you to be moichek it. He allows you to scrape it off. I guess that's a finer way of removing it. So he doesn't want you to erase it. He wants you to be goyrer it. But the bottom line is what you're doing here is, number one, you're goyrer as Masha Kasav. The toilet mashagar, you're gonna write El Moshe in between the margins. The Koisev es Hashem, Amokim Agrar. Yosef says, Af toilet es Hashem. You don't have to do that. You can just be toilet the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is allowed to be in between the lines. Reb Yitzchak Koimer, Af Moichik for Koisev. Reb Yitzchak says, even a bigger Kiddush. Give me Moichik. You're allowed to be Moichik the word, write the Shem Hashem then. Shimon Shazuri Yomer, call Hashem Kulay Toilin. You're allowed to be Toilah the Shem Hashem. It's okay to put the Shem of Hashem in between the lines. It's only Miktsasay ain't Toilin. So call Hashem Kulay, that's Toilin. Miktsasay is what's ain't Toilin. Shimon Elazar, Amy Mishum Rameir. Shimon Elazar, send the name Rameir. Ain't Koisman as Hashem. You can't write the Shem Hashem. Loya Mokim Agrar, Veloya Mokim Amchak. No, nothing over here that we just said is acceptable. Because you're not allowed to write the Shem Hashem, not after you did the Grira, that's after
erasing it after it dried, not after you did the mechika. The entoilin oisa, you also can't be toilet. Okay, so what are you supposed to do? You have to get rid of the entire area. Your gain is it, of course, it has kedusha, and you have to start all over. Meir Kiyadua was a sefer. Many gemaras and shas to talk about Rameir, who was a sefer. The bottom line is that that's Rameir, the sefer paskin. He said that that's the way it's supposed to be. But regardless, you have a whole shiloh over here, a 4 or 5 way machlekes tanam, what exactly you're supposed to do. If a sefer wrote something in lieu of the Shem Hashem, he realizes he has to write the Shem Hashem now. So what is he supposed to do? So you put the Shem Hashem in between the margins. Are you moichek what you wrote and then write the Shem Hashem on top of it and put that thing between the margins? Are you not moichek? Are you geirer? Are you geiner the whole thing? Either way, that's this discussion over here. Zok to Gemara, what's the halacha? Itmar, Rav Chananel, Omar Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav Halacha, the halacha is toilinus Hashem, that you're allowed to be toil of the Shem Hashem. Rabba Bar Bar Chan, Omar Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel, halacha moichek v'koisev. The halacha is you're not toil of the Shem Hashem. You're supposed to write the Shem Hashem on top of where those words were. How do you remove those words? You moichek the Shem Hashem. Fake the Gemara, v'leim amar halacha kamar, amar halacha kamar. Why did Rav Chananel Amar Rav and Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel have to say their own halachas? Essentially, they're just paskening like some of the aforementioned Amayram. So why didn't they just say halacha like this one, halacha like it was machlokes tanam? The Amayram were chiming in as if this was their own machlokes, not their own machlokes. One Amayram was passing like this Tana, the other Amayram was passing like that Tana. So just say that. Why do they have to chazer over the halacha? Because apparently, just like this halacha is a little confusing, there was additional confusion as to who said what. So had the Amayram came up and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchak, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Shizur, nobody knows what's flying. So he had to just make it clear what exactly we're paskening like. Being that there was confusion, which Tana said what? We couldn't just say the halacha is like Tana Pliny. Rather, they had to actually speak out the actual halacha. Zok to Gemara, Amar Ravin Bar Chinina, Amar Ula, Amar Rab Chanina. Halacha like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Halacha like Rav Shimon Shazuri. For lo yoid, alakomach Hashem Rav Shimon Shazuri, halacha gemayis, wherever you have Rav Shimon Shazuri, there's not many Rav Shimon Shazuris in Shas, but wherever you have Rav Shimon Shazuri, the halacha is like it. Says Gemara Ahai. So when Ravin Bar Chinina said in the name of Ula, who said in the name of Rav Chanina, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Which particular halacha was he referring to? Yeah, he said two things. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, clearly referring to a specific psak of Rav Shimon Shazuri. And then he said, oh, by the way, FYI, wherever you find Rav Shimon Shazuri in Shas, you should know halacha kamaisai. But he was singling out one psak of Rav Shimon Shazuri. Says the Gemara, what psak was that? Aha, ilei maha, Rav Shimon Shazuri. Is it referring to the Rav Shimon Shazuri that we just learned? Rav Shimon Shazuri, Yomer, kol Hashem kulay toilem, miktsasi ein toilem. Rav Shimon Shazuri said, you want to know if you're allowed to be toilet of the Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to be toilet of the Shem Hashem, it depends. The entire Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to be toilet, but no, the entire Shem Hashem, you are allowed to be Taila. Miktsasai, part of the Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to be Taila. Is it that halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri? That Rav Chanina said halacha kamaisai? For the Gemara, it's not mashma that way. You know why? Because va'itmar Allah, Om Rav Chananel, Om Rav, halacha Taila nesashem. For Rabba Bar Bachana, Om Rav Yisach Bar Shmuel, halacha moichik v'kaisai. There was already a machloikis on Mayuraim, who the halacha is like. V'im Isa, if Rav Chanina was coming specifically to address this shailah, and he was paskening like a third Tana, says the Gemara, who nami lema, he should have been part of that discussion. It sounds like there was a discussion amongst the Amayram, which one of the 5 shitas at Tanaim that loch is like. So, one Amayra paskening like this Tana, another Amayra paskening like that Tana. If Rav Chanina was paskening like a third Tana, that's Rav Shimon Shazuri, he should be mentioned together with the other 2 Amayra. From the fact that his halacha was a Maimer HaMuzgar, it's mentioned on its own, it's not part of that discussion. It sounds like that's not the discussion he was addressing. Ella says the Gemara, huh? Maybe it's referring to another Rav Shimon Shazuri. And by the way, the Gemara is going to digress from its digression, and we're going to have now a whole Amid and a half. We'll just see the half, but it's really going to go into Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, right into Rosh Hashanah Musaf. You're going to have we're trying to figure out who is this Rav Shimon Shazuri, and the Gemara is going to spend Gan Shas now trying to find which Rav Shimon Shazuri Rav Chanina was referring to. Why are we talking about it? Because we mentioned Rav Shimon Shazuri as one of the Tanoim that had a halacha in Tzivah Sefer Torah. So we're literally going to go through all the Rav Shimon Shazuris and Shas. So it says the Gemara, which Rav Shimon Shazuri was he referring to? Maybe it's this one. Shimon Shazuri, I'm a filim and chami shonim, the chayrish besada, shchitas imim mitar rasa. So the context is a sugi mesech the schulin, a well-known halacha, the halacha of the ben pekua. What's the ben pekua? Animal, a female animal,
had shechita, and after the shechita, a baby pops out. The baby's alive. There's a tremendous chiddush. You don't have to shech that animal. You're allowed to eat that animal without shechita, because being that the animal, the baby, was in its mother's womb at the time that the mother had shechita, the shechita on the mother is chal on the baby as well. The whole parak of Masechta Skulin Behema Makasha Leleit. And the point is that you don't have to do a shechita. Stating that, there's a big machlekes tanam, whether this is always true. Some say this is only true if the baby ends up dying, is a nafel, for example. But if the baby ends up living, at that point, you know, 5 years later, what you're going to say, that because it was inside the womb of its mother at the time that it got shechita, so there's a lot of chilukim amongst the Tanaim, what type of baby you can apply this halacha to. Rav Shimon Shizuri is the biggest makel. He says, afilu ben chameshonim, yeah, even if the child is 5 years old, this baby, v'chayresh pesada, and it's a gezinta ox, it's being chayresh and the sada, it doesn't matter. Shechitas imay metarasei. The fact that the mother had shechita, it's okay. Who said this? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Maybe that's what Rabbi Chanina meant when he said Allah Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. But the Gemara says, Itmar Allah, Amazir Rabbi Chanina, Allah Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Ziri already said the name Rabbi Chanina, Allah Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Vim Isa, Hunami Lema. So you should have mentioned over there this too. Ravim Bar Chinina, Amar Ula, should have been mentioned together with Ziri, if he was essentially saying the same thing that Ziri said. Similar question. That being that this was already discussed amongst the Amiraim, and there was no mention of Ravim Bar Chinina over there. It doesn't sound like Ravim Bar Chinina's psak was referring to that halacha, because if it was, it would have been mentioned together with that halacha. Says the Gemara, Elah, maybe it's referring to another Rav Shimon Shizuri. But Rishayna Hayoim, the halacha is a yoitze bekoiler, if somebody's on death row for Omer, and he says, Kisvu gel ishti, write a get to my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. The halacha is, you write a get, and only that you can give the get. The chiddush is, ordinarily, if somebody says, write a get for my wife, and I'll let it get to my wife, unless he says, to know, he has to actually say, give the get to my wife. But over here, we assume that from the fact he said, write a get for my wife, he probably means that he wants to divorce her before he dies. Why? Yibum issues, but whatever the cheshman is, he probably wants to. So why didn't he say to know? Because he's a bissel tzemisht. He's not in such a good place. He's on death row. So we assume that he meant to say to know. So even though he didn't say it, halacha is yichtavu yitnu. Chazru loyim, the chachamim went, and they issued a related halacha. Afa mefarish vayoytze v'shiara. If somebody's going away, and he's going to be traveling, and he's going to go to dangerous places, and he says kisvu get le'ishti, even if he doesn't say to know, we assume he meant to know, and halacha is you give the get. Rav Shimon Shizuri, Rav Shimon Shizuri says, afa mesukin. Even a person that's not well, he's Leolenu sick, a person like that says Kisfu Gadla Ishti, even though he doesn't say Tanu, we assume he meant Tanu. So that's another halacha of Rav Shimon Shizuri. Maybe that's what Ravim Bar Chinina Amarula Rav Chanina was referring to when he said halacha Rav Shimon. Inami, I'll tell you another Rav Shimon Shizuri. Chumas Maiser Shal Dmai Shechazer Lum Kaima. So Dmai is when somebody buys peiros from an Ama Aretz, he has to give Maiser. He doesn't have to give Truma, but he has to give Maiser. And the reason is because a lot of the Ami Aretz didn't give Maiser. Being they didn't give Maiser, we're concerned that maybe it's tevel, thus before you eat it, you have to give meiser. You have to give trumas meiser. The reason you don't have to give truma is because the amiorets used to give truma. The amiorets did not always give meiser, and it's for that reason you have to give meiser. Stating that, the Gemara says that this whole chashash that the amiorets didn't give meiser is only a chashash derabbanan, because roiv amiorets ma'asrenhem. That's why Dmai has a lot of kulas. One of the kulas that you find at Dmai is that on Shabbos, if a person has peiros and he realizes that he forgot to give meiser before Shabbos, not allowed to give meiser on Shabbos. It's mesakim mono. It's not something you're allowed to do. So being that you're not allowed to give meiser on Shabbos, what should I do? So the halacha is you can go ask the amiorets. If the amiorets tells you that he gave meiser already, that you can trust him. What do you mean? I thought we never trust him. You're allowed to trust him. Why? So there's two pshat. One pshat is because the Amoritz doesn't lie on Shabbos. He's so worried, he's afraid of Shabbos, he has an aim for Shabbos, the Amoritz doesn't lie on Shabbos. Another pshat is, more pashit, Einik Shabbos. So you're right, maybe he's not telling the truth, but then again, Einik Shabbos. As a result, Shimon Shizuri said that there's a time that even b'chol, even not on Shabbos, even on a weekday, you can rely on the same kula, where you can go to the Amoritz and tell him, Rabbi, did you give Meiser? And if he says yeah, you can rely on him. What's that case? The case is where a person was mafresh Trumas Meiser, which has the laws of Trumin, not let eat Trumas Meiser, and then the Trumas Meiser was Nesarev in the Meiser, in a ratio where you don't have a sheer bittel. Thus, now everything is gone. So the Chachamim said a kula. You're not mechuyev to lose all your payroids because of the taruvos of Trumas Meiser, being that we're only dealing with Mai, which really Roiv HaMe'aretz Ma'asrin anyways. So what do you do? Ask the Ma'aretz. If he tells you he gave Ma'aser, this would be another example where you can rely and trust the Ma'aretz that he actually gave Ma'aser.
Thus, there was never a chi of meiser. Thus, there was never a chi of trumas meiser. So you don't really have a taruvis of isvaheter, and that would allow you to eat the taruvis. Who said this? Rav Shimon Shizuri. Says the Gemara, maybe that's what he meant. So again, when Ravin Bar Chinina Amar Ulo Amar Rav Chinina Salach Rav Shimon Shizuri, trying to figure out which Rav Shimon Shizuri did it. He didn't mean the Rav Shimon Shizuri in our sugya. He didn't mean the Rav Shimon Shizuri with regards to Ben Pekua. But maybe he meant one of these two Rav Shimon Shizuris. Either the Rav Shimon Shizuri that said if somebody's not well and he tells somebody right to get for my wife, even if he doesn't say give it to her, we give it to her because we assume he's just famished. Or the Rav Shimon Shizuri that said that there's a hechitimtza even b'chayil, even during a weekday where you can ask an amaretz, and if he tells you that he gave meiser, you can rely on it. But the Gemara says it can't mean that he meant any one of these two Rav Shimon Shizuris. Why? Because va'itmar Allah, am Rav Yochanan Allah, Rav Shimon Shizuri b'mesukin b'chumas meiser shodnai. Because Rav Yochanan already paskined Allah Rav Shimon Shizuri in these two cases. V'emisa, and if Rav Chanina was also paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri, we should have mentioned it in the name of Rav Chanina as well. Hunami leima, ella must be. It's a different Rav Shimon Shizuri, and that already will wait for Yontif Exa. So there's a lot going on over here on this daf. It's hafeichba vafeichba de kulaba, but one of the halachis that I mentioned here, and as we said, is one of two places in Shas where the Gemara goes into it, very bekitzer, very, 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 it's a big mitzvah that's mentioned, very bekitzer, and that is the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Barabba, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, halakeich sefer Torah menashuk, kechoytef mitzvah menashuk, kosvoy, malo olav akosov, keilu kiblo me'arsina. We mentioned that Rashi Shita is that when Rav Gidol Amar Rav said, "Halokeach sefer Torah min hashuk." It's kechoytef mitzvah min hashuk. It means mitzvah of it. He did the mitzvah. Aval ikosav havi mitzvah yisei ritveh. It's not the mitzvah min amufcha. But if somebody buys the sefer Torah, he's definitely mekayim the mitzvah. This is another Gemara. Sanhedrin davchaf alef amid beis. Amar Rav, afal bishin nicholei avoyis of adam sefer Torah. Even if a person yarshin the sefer Torah, so a man had a sefer Torah and he died. His children yarshin his possessions. They yarshin the sefer Torah as well. Says the Gemara, mitzvah lichta mishalei. There's still a mitzvah for this yarish to write his own sefer Torah. Shenema va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois. It says va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois. That incidentally is the pasuk in the Torah. That's the makar. Tiksiva sefer Torah va'ata kisvu lachem. By the way, this week's parasha is Vayelach. So that is the mitzvah sase deraisa to write a sefer Torah. So said Rabba, even though a person yarshin to sefer Torah, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. And the kasha is obvious. What's the kasha? Rashi learned the menachas daf lamed amud aleph. We just learned the Rashi that if somebody buys a sefer Torah, it's kechaytef mitzvah menashok. What does it mean kechaytef mitzvah menashok? He's yaitzah the mitzvah. I mean, you don't have to write the sefer Torah. Buying the sefer Torah is okay. Why then did Rabbi say in Sanhedrin Chafal of Amadeh that if a person yarshins the Sefer Torah, then he's not yoytzeh the mitzvah? Afal pishin nicholei Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. Ne'ema v'ata kisvah l'chemes hashir. And Pashat, Rabbi was learning the word kisvah, which means that you have to write it. So monavshach, do you have to write the Sefer Torah? Do you don't have to write the Sefer Torah? Rabbi said in Sanhedrin Chafal of Amadeh, mitzvah lichta mishaloi. It's not enough that you have the Sefer Torah. You actually have to write the Sefer Torah. Yet, in Menachas Taflam and Amar Alev, Rav said, "Hakoyne Sefer Torah Menashuk." It's Kechaytef Mitzvah Menashuk. Kechaytef Mitzvah Menashuk suggests that you are Yoytzeh the Mitzvah the way Rashi learns. So, bitch, tell me the way the Rambam learns, the way the Rambam paskins, it's not a kasha. Kechaytef Mitzvah Menashuk means you're not Yoytzeh the Mitzvah. But Rashi says Mitzvah of it. You are Yoytzeh the Mitzvah. So, how did Rashi learn this Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafal on the days? There seemed to be a stira between the two Gemaras. And the truth is, if you think about it, Yesh Lachter Chakira. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Chakiro 101. What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? Or is the mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah? Is the mitzvah the actual ksiva? Or the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah? Like the Torah says, V'lamdes Yisro Sima B'fiyam. You'll have a Sefer Torah, you'll learn Torah. Whatever the cheshbon is. But the point is the mitzvah the ksiva? Or is the mitzvah having it? If the mitzvah is to write the Sefer Torah, then you have to write it. You can't yarshin it. You can't buy it. You actually have to write it. If the mitzvah is to have it, then if you yarshin it, you have the Sefer Torah. If you buy it, you have the Sefer Torah. L'chayra, there seem to be a stiris hasugis in the Havana, the basic understanding of what mitzvah's ksiva Sefer Torah is. From Sanhedrin, Chafal of Amibes, it says, even if a person has a Sefer Torah, he still has to write its master, because the mitzvah is to write the Sefer Torah. Who cares you have the Sefer Torah? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to write the Sefer Torah. You didn't write it. From Menachas, Taf Laman Aman Aleph, Halakech Sefer Torah, Menashuk, Echayt, Mitzvah, Menashuk, Tami, it would sound like that the mitzvah is not to write it. You could even buy it. If you bought it, you didn't write it. So it sounds like buying the Sefer Torah in and of itself would be enough. It's a very obvious stira. So we spoke out once in the daf.
I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld, he showed me a Maram Shik in his Pirush on Sefer HaMitzvahs. And of course, Mitzvahs Ksivas Sefer Torah is the 248th Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Ramach, and it's the 613th Mitzvah Taryag. And at the very, very end, the Maram Shik says, how do you understand Rashi? So he says, a beautiful diak. The Lashon HaGemara is, Halokeach Sefer Torah min Ashuk. Why lekeich sefer Torah min hashuk? And what if you buy it from your neighbor? Halekeich sefer Torah min hashuk. He says because halacha b'mayaskin, we're talking about a sofer. When a sofer writes a sefer Torah, he's doing it professionally. He's doing it as a business. This is how he makes parnasa. So in his mind, when he wrote the sefer Torah, he knew he wasn't writing it for himself. He was writing it for somebody else. Who did he have in mind to write it for? Whoever was going to buy it. So it comes out when you buy the sefer Torah from the sofer. That he actually wrote it for you. If he wrote it for you, it's as if he was your shliach. It's as if you actually wrote it. Now says the Maram Shik, it's really tully in the Shaila Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. And a Chanami, Rashi's going Yesh Breira. And that's what Rav held, and that's what the Gemara Menachas means. The Gemara Sanhedrin Chafalim Amabez is talking about where a person owned a personal safe, and it's his personal safe Torah. And now he died, the son Yarshin did. So there's no Cheshman of Breira, it belonged to the father. How could the son be Yitz with the father's safe Torah? The father wrote the safe Torah. The son didn't write the Sefer Torah. The father wrote it for himself, or he hired somebody to write it for him. But it was his Sefer Torah. Halakech Sefer Torah min Ashuk. So there you could say that the Sefer has in mind whoever's going to buy it with the Chiddush of Yesh Breira, Igloi Milsal Mafreh, that it was actually written for the person that bought it. So it's if it was written. So you write it. He bought it. But he bought it from someone that wrote it for him. It's as if you commissioned someone to write it for you. So the mitzvah is ksiva. And that's pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin that you can't yarsha the Sefer Torah. Because it's not enough to have the Sefer Torah. You actually have to write the Sefer Torah. I am an achas taflam, and if you bought it from the shuk, you didn't write it. You never told the guy to write it. You bought a fire ticket Sefer Torah. But you bought him an ashuk. You bought it from someone who had in mind that it should be written for whoever buys it. With the sugya of Yesh Breira, it could be a gloy milsa that it was actually written for you. If it was written for you, memela, that is the first hara. The second hara is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag discuss what is the halacha with regards to an isha, a woman. Does she have the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah, or does a woman not have a mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah? And the Rambam and the Chinuch, they both come out that it's pashit that Nashim are potter from the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah. The Shagasarye in Simin Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, he's very mairich in this Shita Saramam and the Shita Sachinuch, and at first glance he's very bothered by it. He says, I don't understand. The rule of thumb is any mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, women are potter. Any mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman gerama, women are chayef. So, for example, Tkiya Shaifer, Tzukah, Lulav, those are all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, nashim are potter. But any mitzvah saseh that's not related to zman, Nashim Achayev. Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah saseh she'in hazman gerama. So if it's a mitzvah saseh she'in hazman gerama, afraid to Shagasari, at first glance, I don't understand why it is that women are potter. Says the Shagasari, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that being that it says in the Torah, Va'atta kisvu lochem es hashira azois, that's the makar to ksiva Sefer Torah. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyan. So write the Sefer Torah that you should be able to learn Torah. So women that are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by definition should be potter from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because meaning that the whole tachlis of Ksiva Sefer Torah is v'lam this is b'nei Yisrael. So if they don't have the mitzvah of Ksiva, if they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, why should they have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? And the truth is, there's a lot of merit to this taina. And just to digress for a moment, number one, Reb Sadia Goyen in his Minyan HaMitzvahs doesn't count mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah. So mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's a good thing it's one of the Chinuch's Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's why we have all the Minchas Chinuch's like Ksiva Sefer Torah. Right, if the Chinuch didn't count it, we wouldn't have all these Minchas Chinuch's. But either way, but the Chinuch counted it, the Rambam counted it, it's a mitzvah. V'ata kisvul lechemes hashir azayis. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a Gemara in Menachis. But Reb Sadia Goyen omitted it. When he goes through his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he does not count Ksiva Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlow, the grip in his Pirush and Reb Sadia Goyen, he says, why didn't he count? I don't understand. Why isn't it mentioned? So he says, you know, Pshat probably is because he held it was included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a sif katan in mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because at the end of the day, why do you write a sefer Torah? V'lam des b'nei Yisrael simu v'fiyah. You should be able to learn. So if there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as a sif katan, as a derivative of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have a mitzvah of ksivah sefer Torah. But Reb Sadia Goyen didn't feel that he had to count it as an independent, standalone mitzvah because it's really included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Number two, the Rosh. Everybody knows the Rosh. This is a very important Rosh. Halacha l'maisa. The Rosh, which, by the way, is right here in Menachos. So, I mean, just to get an idea of how much a part of Menachis Stam is, the Rush wrote a Halachis Ketanis on Hilchas Sefer Torah and Tfilin and Mezuzah, and it's all right here in the end of Menachis. So write it behind, if you refer to the back of your Gemara, so you have the Rush's Hilchas Ketanis of Hilchas Sefer Torah, Simen Aleph. The very first Rush, it's also the most famous Rush over here in the Halachas Ketanis, says the Rush, and I quote, Ha'idna, nowadays, she koisvin sefer Torah, when people write sefer Torah, umanichen oisle bebati knesi oisle gizbebe rabim, and what do you do with a sefer Torah? You give it to a shul, and they read from it, but they don't learn from it. Mitzvah saseh, he says the Rush, al kol ishmi Yisrael, ashe yodeh maseges, lichtoiv, so today, the mitzvah va'ata kisvah l'chamas hashira is not to write a sefer Torah, but rather it's to write chamish echum shei Torah, Umishna, Ugemara, Uperushim, Lahagis Bam Huavanov, so you should be able to sin and learn. Ki mitzvah ksivas a Torah hi lil moiba. Because the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah is to have a sefer Torah to learn from. Ki dechsiv, alam des bnei Yisrael sim bevim. Va yedea Gemara, va perushim, yeda pirusha mitzvahs, va adinam aburya. Lochem, listen to the Lashon HaRosh. Heim, heim has svarim, sha'adam mitzvah lekaisim. Those are the svarim that today we're obligated to write. Va gam loy lemoichrom, and the svarim that we're not let us sell. It's a lochi, not let us sell a sefer Torah. Today says the Rosh, you're not allowed to sell a Gemara. You can't just sell a Gemara. It's a Hefkevelt. You have to make sure you have a Gemara to learn from. And why will my Torah release the issue? Which are the exceptions? But either way, says the Rosh, that once upon a time there was a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Sanhedrin Chaval of Menachas Daf Lama. Says today it's already a whole different mitzvah. Today the mitzvah is not to write a Sefer Torah. Today the mitzvah is to write Svarim. Why, says the Rosh? Because the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is V'lam Des Bisrom Pusim Abaviyam. Who learns from a Sefer Torah today? In fact, the person, now I don't learn from a Sefer. Let's say a person says, I want to be Machmer. From a Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to. It's considered a bazillion for the Sefer Torah. So today, the only time you take out a Sefer Torah is when you're reading from the Torah. Kriya Sater. That's the only time you ever use it. You don't learn from it. So if you don't learn from it, let's be Dairish time at the Krah. The whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is V'lam Des Yisrael Simen B'Fiyim. It doesn't pass Bizmaneinu. Stating that, there's a huge discussion in the Achronim how literally to take this Rush. Some understand that what the Rosh meant to say was that today there is absolutely no mitzvah in the world to write a Sefer Torah. Today there's a mitzvah to print Gemaras and Svarim and Chuvas Reblazer. Right? We have our in-house. That's the mitzvah today. What's that? Yeah, absolutely. What do you want? Maduras. Maduras Sorotskin? Yeah. Either way, so today that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah today, that's what some understand. Others say no, chas v'shalom. The Rosh never meant to say that there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. What the Rosh meant to say was, in addition to the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, there's also a mitzvah to write Svarim. If you take a look at the Shach is in Siman Ayin Resh, the Mechaber brings the Lashon HaRamah, the Lashon HaRosh. Ha'idna mitzvah lichtoiv chum shei Torah u'mishnu gemar perushayim v'layim keim loyim l'motev l'isisha. So the Mechaber is very unclear. He just says, today there's a mitzvah to write Chumashim. Doesn't mean there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer. Says the Shach, kosev ha'prisha, nira the hachi kamar ha'rosh. Ha'mitzvah sa'asei nemer dafka be'elu v'loy b'sifrei Torah. That's the way he understands it. And says the Shach, I happen to agree. I think that's what the Rosh meant. I think the Rosh meant that today there's no mitzvah in the world to write a Sefer Torah. Udaloi kabis Yosef v'habach. And by the way, that's also the Taz. And if you look at the Vilna Gaon, it's also the Shita Sagra. That's Chalila. The Rosh never meant to say there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. All the Rosh meant to say was that in addition to the mitzvah to write a Sefer, there's also a mitzvah to write Svar. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is you see in the Rosh a principle. Let's focus more on the lamdas, less on the halacha. So what's the yisayda mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah? The yisayda is v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael seima b'fiyam. It's for that reason. Today, when nobody learns from a sefer Torah, we have to modify the mitzvah a little bit. And according to some, the shach, the preacher, could be there's no mitzvah at all today to write a sefer Torah. If that's the case, says the shach gesariyeh, maybe that's pshat in the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam and the Chinuch say that a woman doesn't have a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Why not? It's a mitzvah sasei shein as mangaram. Why in the world should woman not be mechuyev? Says, oh, I know what you're going to say. You're going to invoke this shitas harosh, the rapsad yugayin, these two shitas of the rishayin. Well, you see already an idea that the whole yisoid of the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. It's v'lam des b'nei Yisrael seima b'viyam. So the male, a woman who's potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, she should be potter from mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. But says the Shai Gesari, is it so poshit that a woman's potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's not so poshit.
Because although it's true, there are many Gemaras, Benazai, Tiflas, we know all the rate. But at the same time, Nashim Mevarchais Birchas HaTorah. It's a Lashon HaShulchan Aruch in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah. So you see that women do have a Chelik in Torah. Nashim Mevarchais Birchas HaTorah. Whether it means they have a Chiv to learn the mitzvahs that are Negeah them, Nashim Bo Lishmaya by Hakel, whatever the point is. But a woman does have a Chelik in Talmud Torah. And the Raya is that Mevarch Birchas HaTorah. So it says the Shagasari, just like women have enough Chelik in Torah that they're chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. L'chur, they should have enough chelik in Torah that they should be chayiv in Ksiva Sefer Torah as well. So it's getting late early, so we'll just end with one ha'ara, and that is the Michas Chinuch. Freak the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag. He says, it's a plea to me. I don't understand the Shagasari. The Rambam, didn't understand Shai and the Rambam Nechinuch. How is it possible that women are potter and he's mutching? Why is it different than Birchas HaTorah? Shtelling to the Rosh, it's the mitzvah say Shein as Mangarama. He says, let's sit down and do the arithmetic. He says, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, women cannot write Sefer Torah till in a mezuzah. A woman is chayv in a mezuzah, but she can't write a mezuzah. A woman can't be a sefer. There's a special miut that a woman cannot write Sefer Torah till in a mezuzah. All kisvei kodesh, a woman is excluded from. If that's the case, freitim in chaschinach, how in the world is a woman going to write a Sefer Torah? She herself can't write it. Elamai, she'll make a shliach. She'll have somebody write it for it. But the problem is, that's a very kachem diga idea. They can't be your shliach, because if a zar can't do the avodah, how can you make a kohen to do the avodah for? So how is a woman going to be mekayim the mitzvah? She herself can't write it. She can't make a shliach to do it, because if there's something I myself can't do, I can't make a shliach to do for me either. So says the Michas Chinuch, it's pashut, that's pshat in the Rambam and the Chinuch. Not shema potter, because they physically cannot be made. Now, if you could buy it, then you'd be yoitza. But the mitzvah's ksiva. That's the Gemara Tzan Hedjah Chafal of Amaveis. That's what we started with. The mitzvah, you have to write a Sefer Torah. That's the halach and shulchan aruch. You have to write it. So if you have to write it, so at the very least, when you buy it, so essentially what you're doing is you're making the cipher that you're buying it from a shliach to write it for you. But a woman can't make a shliach to write a Sefer Torah for her, because she herself can't write the Sefer Torah. And anything you can't do, you can't make a shliach do for you either. So Freik the Michas Chinuch, he doesn't understand the Shagasari. Pshat in the Rambam and the Chinuch is Pashit. Pshat is a woman is Potter, not because it's a mitzvah say she's Mangarama, it's not. Not because she's Potter from Talmud Torah, you're right, she's Chayv in Birchas HaTorah. Agam, she's Potter from Talmud Torah. So even though there's a connection, there's a correlation between Ksiva Sefer Torah and Talmud Torah, but that in and of itself wouldn't be enough of a reason to say that a woman should be Potter like the Shagasari argues at length in Sefer Shagasari. But it's more simple. It's practical. There's no way for her to do the mitzvah. To do the mitzvah, you have to write it. She can't write it. Because she can't write a kosher Sefer Torah. It has to be a kosher Sefer Torah to be yoytza the mitzvah. Chseris v'yaseris, that's the other shagasar. Right, you can't be yoytza mitzvah unless you write a kosher Sefer Torah. And she can't make a shliach, because if it's something I cannot do, I can't make a shliach to do for me either. Stating that, the Michas Chinuch says that echad mi bnei ha-chabura. So I didn't know the Michas Chinuch had a chabura. And he writes that echad mi bnei ha-chabura, when he asked this kasha, wanted a shtel tzu, a machna Ephraim. Alumdisha Yeshivish Machna Ephraim. So the first Ta'ara got involved with Yesh Breira, and this gets involved with a Machna Ephraim. The Machna Ephraim is in Hilchas Shluchim. It's Perek Simin Yud Aleph. And over there, the Machna Ephraim says a tremendous Chiddush. The context is a Gemara in Perek Ashoil, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vavam and Aleph. The context is She'ela B'Bailuk. So we know the halacha is that a Shoyel, Kol Anoshaloi, he's chayiv even in Oinsim, stating that there's a Ptur of Ba'ol Avimoy, which Pashit means that if the Bailim, the Mashal, was present at the time of the She'ela or at the time that the Oinis happened, the halacha is the Shoyel is going to be Potter. If it was Ba'ol Avimoy, he's going to be Potter. Clears the Gemara Shaila. What would be if somebody loaned his friend, his Para, and his Eved Knani at the same time? So he loaned him his Eved and his Parah. And then an Oynis happened. Is the Shoyel going to be Potter or not? What's the tzad that the Shoyel should be Potter? So the Gemara says that being that Yad Eved is Ki Yad Raboy, so it could be the Eved being present by the Shoyel is as if the Raboy is present with the Shoyel. And as a result, it's going to be Bal Avimai, if it's Bal Avimai. So maybe the Shoyel should be Potter. And the Gemara says as follows. Even if you hold that Shluchai Shel Adam is not Kemoisai, meaning when a person would make a Shliach to be Mashal something on his behalf, the Shliach wouldn't be Kemoisai
to make a ba'alav imay, but an eved is different, because an eved is not just a shliach of his master, an eved is the yad of his master. Yad eved is kiyad rabbi, thus it could be the Gemara says ba'alav imay. And the Gemara says they asked Rava the Shaila, and Rava said mistabra yad eved kiyad rabbi. And as a result, even though an eved can't be a shliach, and even if you hold shluchay shaladim kamaisar wouldn't create a matziv of ba'alav imay, but yad eved kiyad rabbi would. Says the Machne Ephraim, I want to say a chiddush that will shake the world of shlichas forever. And that is that, says the Machne Ephraim, comes out of gevaldige chiddush. We know, if Reuben goes over to Shimon and he says, be mekadosh an isha for me, or be megarish an isha for me, or buy something for me. Shluchay shel adam kemoyseh. It's the first sugi in Perek Ish Mekadosh. There's a concept of shluchay shel adam kemoyseh. Says the Machne Ephraim, in this Gemara, above Metziah, Daf Tzadik Vav, I see a new patent. I see there's another way to get somebody to do something for you. And that is, if that person's yad is my yad, he's my eved, for example, where I own his yad, there's a concept of yad eved ki yad rabbi, and it works in a similar vein that shlichas works. Says the Machne Ephraim, if that's the case, the Gemara says yad poil is ki yad rabbi. It could be, if I have someone that works for me, he's my full-time employee, his yad is like my yad, and he can do things for me as if he's my shliach. And it's even more than that. Because the Gemara says, even with shluchay shaladim kamaisai doesn't work, it could be yad over there is going to work. See, here's the punchline. A guy we know can't be a shliach in shlichas la'akim. But what would be if I have a guy that works for me, and I ask him to do something for me, it could be even though he can't be my shliach, because he's nesmai from the parish of shlichas. Because ma'atim b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. But it could be, being that he's my poyol, yad poyol ki yad rabbi is an extension of my hand. So when he does it, it's as if I did it. So over there, the halacha would be, a guy could be my shliach. Unbelievable. I mean, you have to literally go through every sugi in Shas that mentions the word shliach, and you have to make this work. But that's the Machne Ephraim's chiddush. And he answers, arrive it with this, and he says some beautiful rate. So echad b'mnei achabura told him in Chas Chinuch. Maybe that's the eitzah. The question is how? Yeah, Yehuda. Echad b'mnei achabura told him in Chas Chinuch. He says, I'm going to tell you Pshat. What was the kasha? What's the Shagasarya is Tumul? How can Anisha write a Sefer Torah? Why is Anisha part of a Sefer Torah? Fred Demichel, what do you mean? How could she write it? She herself can't write it. She can't make a Shlich to write it. Why can't she make a Shlich to write it? Because there's a Halach and Hilchah Shlichos. That anything I can't do, I can't make a Shlich to do. I have a way. Hacha b'maya skinon, where she had a worker. She was running a business. She had somebody working for her. And he says, today we're going to focus on something a little different. Today you're going to write a Sefer Torah for me. Come again. Right? Today you're going to write a Sefer Torah for me. So the halacha is, even though from a shlichas perspective, called David Ilay Matzi Avashlich, Namele Matzi Lamevit, but I don't need shlichas. I've yad poil ki yad rabbi. Unbelievable. So maybe me din poil, me din yad, this person would be able to do it. And that's actually be Yotze the Mitzvah. That's the Shagasari's Kashu. Maybe that's the way to do it. Zok to Michas Chinuch. Apparently Michas Chinuch liked the kasha because he wanted to written it and say for Michas Chinuch if he didn't like it. So he obviously had a geschmack in the kasha, but he told the Echad Mibnei HaChabura that you're making a terrible mistake. What's the mistake? It's so flawed in Lumbus that it's even a Chiddush Michas Chinuch wrote it. Why? Because over here the Chesaron, what's the problem? Why can't a woman make a shliach? A woman can't make a shliach because there's a halacha that anything that I cannot do, a shliach can't do on my behalf. So madoch a shliach, midin shlichos, can't do something for me that I can't do, then certainly if your whole yichos is that you're an extension of me, you're my yad, then of course you can't do something that I can't do. Where's the Machne Ephraim's chiddush relevant? There it's relevant, in, for example, regarding a guy. Where there's a gzeres hakosov, there's a din. Ma'atim b'nei bris, av shluchachim b'nei bris. So there's a gzeres hakosov that a guy can't be a shliach. Okay, a guy can't be a shliach. Who said he can't be a yad? A shliach he can't be, maybe a yad he could be. So I don't have to go midin shliach, because I can go midin yad. But over here the issue is not mitzad the shliach, the issue is mitzad the mishaleach. There's a problem with the woman. I can't appoint someone to do something for me that I myself cannot do. So madach, I can't have someone do something for me that I can't do midin shlichos. Certainly said the Mechas Chinuch, I can't have someone do something for me that I can't do midin yad. Because yad, you're literally me. That's who you are. You're an extension of me. If I can't do it, then how can an extension of me do it? Either way,
Adam should have a ksiva.
What's that?
Why can't there ever be a shliach for a get? Why? Not shliach, but a yad.
Oh, so you're asking a very good kasha. You're asking a gevaldige kasha. If you want, take a look at the Magia on the Machne Ephraim. I have it right here. And he brings like five or six kashas. That's one of the kashas that he brings over there. Either way, the Adam should have a ksiva v'ksiva toiva. Akit kibench yar, shkayach for another year of learning together. Yetz Hashem, should be zeicha to another year, getting closer to see Mashas, but it should be a year of gezunt, parnosa, nachas.